18th parak of Oyola 6 Mishnah Mahalach Beis HaPras Alavonim She'enu Yochel HaSiton. The stones in his Beis HaPras, they're very heavy stones, he can't move them around. So since the whole chash of the Beis HaPras is going to move around a bone here, you don't have the chash, and he will not be tummy. The same applies Ala Odom Al Behemah Shekoichon Yofa, he's walking and or he's being held by a person who is strong, or Behemah is strong, and he is taught. Because as we said before, in all these cases, he is not going to be the one that's going to move any bones around. But if he walks in stones that he can't move around, then Zechshash will move together without some bones. The same thing, people, a person or a animal who is weak, then the fact that he's sitting on being supported by this person or animal is also causing him to have an effect on possibly on bones underneath and therefore his tummy. A person who goes in Chutz Laretz in mountains and rocky areas, even so, he is tameh. Even though generally people don't bury in those areas, we're still concerned that maybe some tameh earth moved, got washed away, washed onto those areas. B'yam u'b'shunis tohor. But if he goes in the ocean, or Vishunis, there's also some area near the shore where the waves come up over there. All the cases where the strong waves come, these areas are not tome. Because the water which is hitting against it is always washing it off. That which we said that in by the ocean or the seashore where there are strong waves, your Torah means your Torah from the chash of earth of the Eretz Amen. It is still Tameh because of the Avir of the Eretz Amen. What's the difference? We said the earth of the Eretz Amen, the chash of Tumah embedded in it, then a person is Tameh from that and he touches Truma, we burn the Truma. Whereas if he's in a place that doesn't have the problem, even though he's in Chutz Laretz, he is Tameh, but if he touches Truma, we don't burn the Truma.